Benson Trefoil Guild. The August meeting of the Guild had all our members buzzing with excitement and delight as we had a visit from Steve of Hunter's Bees. Steve gave us a fascinating and fact-filled insight into the world of beekeeping and the secret life of bees. The talk touched briefly on the role of wasps in the ecosystem, and to our horror, we discovered that the wasp that pollinates figs gets trapped inside the fruit and is still there when we eat them. Thankfully, Steve moved on from that fun fact fairly quickly, and we moved on to the more serious subject of honey tasting. It was easy to tell which one of the taster honeys was from Steve's hive and which were commercially produced ones available from the supermarket. If you love honey, it really is worth buying it from a local beekeeper. The difference in taste is remarkable. Plus, you will be supporting the vital work of people like Steve, who nurture and protect these natural wonder workers, without whom many of our staple food crops would not grow to develop a harvestable product. Benson Trefoil Guild is open to new members, and if you would like to join us, we meet on the third Tuesday of every month at the Millstream in Benson. If you would like to know more about Trefoil Guild membership, please look at the Trefoil Guild website, or just come along to our next meeting. Although we are part of Girl Guiding, you do not have to have had previous involvement with the Girl Guiding movement to join Trefoil Guild, and we do not wear a uniform. We offer fun, friendship and enjoyment in a supportive environment, meeting people with similar life histories and interests. Our meetings to the end of the year will include a talk on waste and recycling, making decorations for our tree for St. Helen's Church Festival of Trees, our annual quizzy afternoon and our Christmas party. And closing quotes for this month are all about bees. Thoreau said, "The keeping of bees is like the direction of sunlight." And Albert Einstein said, "If the bee disappears from the surface of the earth, then man would have no more than 4 years to live." And that was written by Helen Horton.